Ah, that was the other thing. I wanted a bike that if I had no power whatsoever, I could still easily pedal. And in fact, when I took it for a test drive, I didn't even want the electric. I knew the electric would be fine, right? That didn't concern me. I wanted to know if I was going to ride this bike with no power whatsoever, was it doable? And it was quite doable. That was probably the biggest. That was probably the biggest single factor, is can I ride this bike with no power whatsoever? And because some of the elite bikes, you know, they're pushing 60 pounds plus, you know, and they've got big tires, big wheels, and they're great. But to me, that was just you're getting into something else. You know, that's you're losing more and more of the biking experience when you get into those. And you know, it's not saying it's not biking, but you know, as you start to get into these big monstrosities, you know, that, you know, and they're 60, 70, 80 pounds, and you know, and big batteries and lots of assist. I don't know. You seem to be losing a little bit of the experience that I'm looking for in a bike anyhow. And one thing you got to worry about, any of these bikes, when they tell you what the range is on them, be advised. That's for a person that probably weighs 150 pounds and, you know, and that they're only using Class 2 very, very sparingly and, you know, at the lowest assist level and, you know, and, you know, and just very flat, no wind, you know. So in all these ideal conditions, you can hit their numbers. But for, you know, bigger guys like us, and if there's any hills involved, if there's some wind, and if we, you know, want to play around and use a little bit more assist or something, or a little bit more speed, you know, you're going to drop that down fast.